Day, United States of America versus Jeremy Fish, 04-1197. Ms. Boyd.
May it please the Court, Your Honors. This is an appeal from the District Court's denial of the motion to dismiss the indictment and a denial of the motion for downward departure. The District Court misperceived its authority to depart based on the unmentioned factor of cultural heritage. The appellant in this matter was entitled to a downward departure based on the totality of the circumstances. However, the District Court had previously ruled in the appellant's motion to dismiss that cultural heritage evidence would not be admitted. Several circuits have left open whether cultural heritage may be considered, but have declined to hold that it may never be considered. In the case of United States versus Big Crow, the defendant was charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and assault resulting in serious bodily injury. He pled not guilty, and the jury convicted him on both counts. He had no prior criminal record, and the United States Probation Officer's PSI report recommended that Big Crow receive 2 points for acceptance of responsibility and suggested that departure from the guideline range might be warranted because Big Crow's offense was out of character. He had been a decent citizen and living in a difficult environment, which was at that time the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. In the District Court, I believe this was the 11th Circuit, gave Big Crow a 2-point reduction for acceptance of responsibility over the government's objection. The court also departed from the guideline range, sentencing range, and gave Big Crow 24 months imprisonment and 2 years of supervised relief, which included treatment for alcohol abuse.
So let me ask you this. In our case, where does the sentencing judge say he read the guidelines to forbid consideration of cultural heritage?
During the...
I didn't see that language anywhere. My reading of the transcript was that he didn't say that he couldn't consider it. He said that he didn't think it would warrant or justify a departure as great as what had been requested.
Your Honor, he only took into consideration the child abuse that he had been subjected to by his older brother. He did not consider culture at all. He refused to consider that, and we were precluded from...
And I'm just saying, where in it, is there a specific reference in the transcript?
I believe
that
page
where he
7 of the transcript would indicate some of that.
I've looked at that. I don't see where he expressly forbid consideration of cultural heritage there.
Okay, Your Honor, I believe that in discussing culture and admitting culture as a basis for the downward, or not for the downward departure, but for the motion to dismiss the indictment, he absolutely refused to let the appellant use that.
To dismiss the indictment.
Yes, yes. And he also said that any future use of that particular type of evidence would absolutely be denied into evidence.
Okay. So that's on the motion to dismiss, but with respect to the sentencing, there's nothing in the record that says he rejected that as a ground for departure. That's all I'm... If that's the part you're looking for, you've answered my question.
Your Honor, he did say that the court did not care whether he, Mr. Fish, was raised on a reservation or not. The court's reason for departure included Big Crow's lack of a prior record, his excellent employment history, and his consistent efforts to overcome the adverse living conditions on the Pine Ridge Reservation. The district court refused to consider cultural heritage and ultimately ruled that such evidence would be ruled inadmissible. From that point forward, as far as the motion to dismiss was concerned, the appellant was precluded from submitting cultural heritage or anything to do with culture into evidence. As such, the district court did not take into consideration all factors pertinent to the motion for downward departure. This resulted in the violation of due process rights under the 14th and 5th Amendments of the United States. Cultural heritage is subsumed under the category of unmentioned factors, which, had these factors been considered and taken into account as they should have been, it would have taken the case out of the guideline range. During the sentencing proceeding, the district court only took into consideration the child abuse that the appellant was subjected to by his older brother, and as specifically stated in the pretrial or in the sentencing transcript, because the sentencing court mistakenly believed that it was not pertinent, that cultural heritage was not pertinent, the court misperceived its discretion to depart. In this particular case, the appellant, Mr. Fish, had the burden of proving by a preponderance of the evidence that the circumstances of his case warranted a downward departure, which, through the introduction of that particular evidence and the supporting exhibits, would have shown the court that there was reason to consider these, take these particular factors into consideration, and reason to make a departure. In determining whether departure is warranted under 5K2, the court may consider without limitation any information concerning the background, character, and conduct of the defendant, unless prohibited by law. And the guidelines place essentially no limit on the number of potential factors that may warrant a departure, and that is in United States v. Mendoza, 121 Federal 3rd, 510. And if a factor has not been excluded by the commission, a sentencing court has no authority to decide to exclude it as a matter of law. And that is based on Kuhn versus United States 518, United States 81. The sentencing commission did not adequately take into consideration cases that for some reason or other were unusual. This is an unusual case because of the congressional acts and the impact of the congressional act of termination upon the tribe. The court found in United States land claims that the United States had breached its fiduciary duty by wrongfully terminating the Menominees from federal supervision. The impact of that particular action by Congress has been put into evidence as far as the exhibits are concerned. They were made a part of the record, and I believe that those are unusual in that one of the main factors is that the culture of the Menominee tribe produced personalities that were passive, and once restoration occurred, the society erupted into a state of anarchy and complete violence. There is a skyrocketing murder rate after restoration occurred. It is unfortunate that during that time that, according to the appellant, the United States once again breached its duty to the tribe in not ensuring the installation of a democracy, which would have given the defendant the opportunity to be born into a society based on reason and rationality. In the Kuhn court, the court should depart only if a factor is present to an exceptional degree. I think the statistical skyrocketing murder rate other violence that erupted during restoration is egregious, and that it shows that something did in fact happen. It is an exceptional degree, the impact of these particular acts upon the tribe itself.
So therefore, if we agree with you that Fish was entitled to a downward departure based on those factors, that would entitle Menominee Indians who grew up on the reservation at that time and were charged to downward departures.
Your Honor, the reason that I brought this motion was that he had the same type of personality characteristics as the individual in United States versus Big Crow. He had no prior record. He had a very passive personality. It's documented. He had never been involved in a fight in his life.
Your time's up.
The structure and theory of both
You're
relevant...
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor.
May it please the Court, my name is Jonathan Koenig. I'm an Assistant United States Attorney in the Eastern District of Wisconsin. If Judge Coffey were on this panel, the Wisconsin conspiracy would be complete. And of course, I'm very happy to appear before this panel. And I will be exceptionally brief unless the panel wishes me to be otherwise. I would like to direct the Court's attention to two critical questions that I believe have gone completely unanswered by the appellant in this case, both in briefs and in the oral presentation this morning. The first question is, what government official told Jeremy Fish that he could lawfully shoot his brother in the knee on March 20th, 2003? There is no such individual who's been identified, and it seems clear to the government and was clear to Judge Griesbach, therefore, that the entrapment by estoppel defense had no place in this case. The second question is, assuming cultural heritage is ever an appropriate basis for a downward departure, what Menominee cultural trait explains or mitigates the conduct of the defendant in this case? That question, too, has gone unanswered, and for these reasons, the government would ask you to affirm the district court. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I just have one question. Is it your position that the district court was willing to exercise its authority to depart based on cultural heritage but chose in its discretion not to, or that he believed he had no such authority to depart on such basis?
Your Honor, it would seem, although it's not crystal clear from the sentencing transcript, it would seem that, first of all, counsel for the defendant did raise in an oblique sort of way, the cultural heritage issue
she referred to the living conditions, which I took to be the cultural issue.
Yes, Judge. I think she referred to, quote, the situation on the reservation, and there was another similar reference. Looking quickly at the transcript just a moment ago, there were some references on pages 7 and 12. And, of course, the other odd thing about the appellant's argument, she's claiming that the judge's pretrial order with respect to the entrapment by estoppel defense precluded her from introducing evidence of cultural heritage at sentencing. We disagree with that position, and we believe that not only did she allude to cultural heritage, but the judge understood that he had the authority to at least rule on that issue.
And there was no motion filed at sentencing specifically by the defendant relating to cultural heritage. It was just a discussion on the transcript at the sentencing.
Yes, Judge. And I guess in conclusion, just with reference to the sentencing issue, I would say that even if the panel is inclined to agree with Judge Ripple's dissent in the Guzman case, there's no need to reverse here because there is no compelling explanation, as I indicated before. There's no, in Guzman, there was an argument, I believe, that the defendant went along with this drug conspiracy because subservience to men was part of a Mexican cultural heritage that it was difficult for her to break away from. There's no comparable argument here. So even, again, if this is a permissible factor, cultural heritage, there's no reason to reverse the district judge in this case.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kenny. And your time has expired, Mr. Boyd. We do thank you for accepting the appointment in this case and for vigorously representing the interests of your client. The court is in recess now until Monday at 9:30.